When we think of Cuba, many of us think of all those old American cars, the vintage Chevys and Pontiacs with their showy 1950s fins. They look like they're about to fall apart. But I'm told Cuban mechanics have become masters at keeping the old rust buckets going. Well, if you fly down to Havana now that travel rules are being relaxed, you'll also notice other vintage cars still plying Cuba's streets, Soviet-made Ladas. Fixing those is complicated. But as the world's Monica Campbell found out, there's a guy in Miami for that.
The Lada. It's this boxy, no-frills Soviet-era vehicle. Looks like an old Fiat, and it's rarely seen in the U.S. But Fabian Zakharov owns one here in Miami. And when he needed a new brake pump for it, he couldn't find one and had to order it from Russia. Then some of his Cuban expat friends said, hey, we need Russian parts, too.
We have the same problem with the Russian car. They don't have spare parts.
And that's when it struck him.
I say, oh, my God, it's a good business. And I fly to Russia and make many agreements with the big company.
See, his Cuban friends in Miami needed the spare parts to take back to relatives to Cuba to fix their old Ladas. They still chug around the island, relics from when trade with the Soviets was brisk. But when the USSR fell, so did the Lada trade, and spare parts became hard to find and expensive in Cuba. But not everyone understands Zakharov's business.
Some of my family and friends, they say all the time, you are crazy. You are very crazy. How you sell this spare part in the United States if the United States don't have any cars like this?
But he's proving them wrong. Today, Zakharov's like the Lada whisperer. Since he was born in Moscow and raised in Cuba, he's a bridge between the Russian suppliers and his Cuban expat customers. At Zakharov's store, I meet Juan Antonio Rodriguez. He checks out a new starter he needs for a Lada he left behind in Cuba. He says he left the Lada at his cousin's house when he moved to Miami. The car's now 34 years old, but in great condition, thanks to the parts Rodriguez picks up here. And when he's been unable to get parts to Cuba, he says his family does what a lot of Cubans do. They improvise and swap in parts from other cars or try to weld together their own parts if possible. But some things just need the right replacement.
My father needs a carburetor for his Lada, his old Lada.
That's Danilo Sotolongo. His dad lives in rural Cuba and uses the car to drive into Havana for basic supplies like medicine. He's got to keep it going.
Yeah, the problem is the car that you have is for all your life. And this way you have to repair it and repair it and repair it.
Throughout the day, business is steady. Zakharov and his staff fetch parts from the stockroom and wrap them up for their journey to Cuba. Zakharov hopes better U.S. relations will let him ship directly to Cuba one day, expand his business.
I will be happy if my company moves to Cuba because there is a lot of car to service with my spare parts.
But he doesn't expect politicians to broker big changes anytime soon.
It's a only conversation. We need to wait.
Later on, Zakharov notices the car I drove in today, my rented Hyundai. It's plain and full of digitized parts. He then points to his Lada outside. Vintage, faded orange. Since this is radio, we decided to go outside and compare the sound of both cars starting up. Okay, this is my car. And let's hear what the Lada's engine sounds like. Zakharov says the car's cold, but if it ever does break down, he'll be the guy with the parts for that. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell, Hialeah, Florida.
Sleek, boxy, Soviet style. Ah, the glorious Lada. Monica's posted some great photos at PRI.org.